This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanese officials say nearly 50 people are dead following a large explosion that rocked the port area of the capital, Beirut, on Tuesday. Health Minister Hamad Hassan said as many as 50 may have died and more than 2,000 others were injured in the blast that caused widespread damage in the city. A Lebanese Red Cross official said rescue efforts are underway and people are still trapped in their homes and other nearby structures. There was no immediate word on the cause of the blast. Some local media reported it occurred in an area of the port where fireworks were warehoused. A White House official said President Donald Trump has been briefed on Tuesday's explosion and continues to monitor the situation. The blast comes as a UN-backed court is trying four people from the Shiite Hezbollah group suspected of killing Lebanon's former Sunni leader, Rafiq Hariri, in a truck bombing 15 years ago. The court is scheduled to deliver a verdict on Friday. The blast also occurred during one of Lebanon's worst economic and financial crises in decades, and amid escalating tensions between Hezbollah and Israel along Lebanon's southern border. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan will be reduced from, these are his words, anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 troops by November 3rd. That's the day of the presidential election. Trump's remarks to Axios for HBO came as the Afghan Taliban has said its chief peace negotiator discussed the state of the Afghan peace process with the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, in a video meeting on Monday. The U.S. military began a gradual drawdown soon after the Trump administration sealed a peace pact with the Taliban insurgency in February to close the 19-year-old Afghan war, America's longest. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.